Tape number two, side two, track two. HSK, Translunar, pass number three.
Okay, thank you. And in reference to your question about the P-37 Delta V, 8750, that's the number that goes into the option in P-37 for your minimum time return. That gives you a target for the Indian Ocean. And in this case, we're going to have to use the high-speed procedures that were worked out. We want to use the minus number for the major axis.
Roger, understand. I'm going to give that a try, Ken, in a run through. I tried it yesterday. I wasn't getting too much of the way of results. I'll give it a try today.
Okay, and on the your tracking that we have now, still looks like the time we gave you last night for a time of paracentian is still good, 69 plus 10. And right now, your flyby paracentian altitude, 65.8. Looks like the mid-course number 3 is going to be something less than 1 foot per second. And all the trajectory parameters are just holding real fine.
Thank you.
can dump some urine overboard here. I wonder if that's going to foul your trajectory up. Or can we go ahead and do it?
No, that's okay. Something that's kind of interesting, though, is that last time you had your water dump, they noticed a change in the trajectory tracking. At the same time, when they got through correlating it, they found some fellow that thought he knew the characteristics of the nozzle and how much water you're dumping, and his estimates of the effect on the trajectory seemed to coincide with the tracked results. So I guess you have to stay honest on those things.
Right. Okay, what I'm going to attempt to do on T-37 is to input your delta D of your TLI plus 44 and use that 44 burn time. And notice that the entry velocity is a little high. I said we might not be able to do a normal T-37 with it, but I'll give it a try.
All right.
Houston, follow 8.
Go ahead.
Are you following my procedure?
That's affirmative.
Okay, this happened yesterday, too. I was trying to load the Delta V you gave us. Yeah, it's maneuver TLI plus 44. It's V37, but I keep getting an operator error every time I try to load zeros for the termination of the middle of the corridor. Do you know what I'm doing wrong in my procedure?
Okay, stand by. The decimal point in R2 under noun 60 is on the extreme right hand side, so the proper load would be 06070. Over.
Okay, fine, thank you. I'll update my checklist. Updated for it. I can't read.
Houston. We're about to hand over to another site, so you may lose lock momentarily.
Roger, Houston, did you see the results of the 37?
Sure did. Looks pretty good here. Follow 8, Houston, through Honeysuckle, the switch is completed.
You're loud and clear.
Roger.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Go ahead.
Another comment on the optics. We're in PTC right now. We're passing a, we have a roll of about 182. We're about 226 in pitch and 18 in yaw. I can rotate the shaft all the way around at this particular attitude, and I've got this band of light at about 10 degrees either side of the M line. It varies in intensity with the shaft position. However, it's there at this particular attitude.
Okay, thank you. Sam, I've just been looking at your monitor with respect to accuracy, and I figure they're within a couple thousandths of a degree of the theoretical optimum, and just the integrator seems to bear that out.
Well, I hope they're good enough to get us home if we had to use them.
Well, I'm getting a lot of confidence in your ability to run that mystery show now.
Hey, Ken, we got to spend four more days up here with him. Will you take it easy? He's already talking about going back to MIT as a professor.
loud and clear. You sure do sound wide awake.
Honeysuckle Network, Gus Conference, how do you read?
This is Apollo 8, how do you read?
Loud and clear, Apollo 8.
Honeysuckle Houston Network on Gus Conference, how do you read?
Houston Network, this is Honeysuckle reading at 5-5.
Roger.
Follow 8, Houston. follow 8, Houston.
Roger, just checking with him. Hey, if y'all start having ground switching problems, how about having some site that has com come in and tell us about it, will you please?
Roger, Apollo 8, that's what we've been trying to do. Some of our problems seems to be getting from here to that site.
Houston, Apollo 8, how do you read?
Apollo 8, Houston, loud and clear, how many?
Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, read you loud and clear.
Houston, Apollo 8.
All right, we read you loud and clear and copy your remarks about having a remote site talk to you. Some of our problem has been in going from MCC to the remote site, and we will attempt to do that anytime we can.
That's right, just telling you,